Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, magic makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show. Hey ladies, you can have a guilt-free summer even if you love wine. I hear you. You want to stick with your diet this summer, but 2020 sucked out loud and you want to do all of the things. You've given yourself the same mental pep talk year after year and you tell yourself, this is the year I'm going to stick to my diet no matter how good the brownies look. You're not going to fall victim to peer pressure. Seriously, you're a grown-ass woman. You've got two superpowers, willpower and discipline, and they've never let you down before. All right, seriously, we've all done that pep talk, right? Guess what? This is the year that you are going to give up the Spanx and not let that plate of brownies bring you to your knees. I have created a guilt-free summer guide where I break down how that you can enjoy your summer with any of the guilt or shame about what you're eating or drinking and still enjoy your summer. So ladies, I'm laying it out there for you. You got a few choices. You can continue to do keto. You can chase your tail trying to string 75 good days together for the 75 hard, or be miserable eating 1,200 calories, or you can grab the guilt-free summer guide so that you are not avoiding all of the things that you want to do this summer, and you finally are giving yourself peace of mind for not stressing out over, am I doing enough? So grab the guilt-free summer guide right now. All right. How are you doing today? Today I want to talk about a concept that really helped cement me from chasing my tail. And it really helps my clients to start to zero in on, instead of being a follower, being able to start to create processes for themselves. Because I know many of us, we've tried unteen diets, and we always find a way that it just doesn't work for us. It doesn't work for our lifestyle, right? You know, either it's too restrictive, there's not enough flexibility, it's not sustainable. And we all, at the end of the day, we want to find something that helps us to create a process in our life, something that is just fits into our lifestyle so that we're not always, you know, going through this, like, you know, mental calculation of like, how many calories is this? How many calories do I have left? Is this a carb, not a carb? Is this good for me? Is it bad for me? Is it on the good food list, on the bad food list? Blah, right? I know I was done with that, you know, chasing myself around with a freaking spreadsheet. So what I want to talk about is the concept of big rocks. And when we talk about big rocks, it's going to be different for everyone. And as I go through it, it'll start to like sink in, and it'll start to like help you start to think about, you know, I hear a lot of questions about, people will ask, you know, good food, bad food, cardio before strength training before cardio, fasted cardio, meal timing, nutrient timing. And I'm like, you know what, unless we can get down the basics, unless we can get down our big rocks, everything else is the minors, right? We want to play in the major leagues. I don't care if you don't like sports, you know what the major leagues are, right? Versus what are the minor leagues, and what are leagues that you're like, I didn't even know they had a league for that, right? So this concept came up because Stephen Covey, he's, you know, I'm big into habits and into how do you create processes. Stephen Covey, if you're not familiar with him, he is the one who wrote Seven Habits of Highly Successful People. And in that, he talks about begin with the end in mind. And so at the end of the day, we all want to lose weight. We all want to stop struggling to lose weight. And we all want to just have a, you know, we want a repeatable process. We want to be able to, like, you know, what's that word? Rinse and repeat. That's it. That's what I'm looking for. We all want to be able to rinse and repeat when we create a nutrition, a diet, so forth. So the big thing is, how do we prioritize time? What I normally see when I talk to my clients is that they'll be like, oh, everything's going great, but I just keep running out of time. You know, life, you know, I'm taking care of aging parents, homeschooling my kids. Oh yeah, and that job. And, you know, trying to spend quality time with my spouse or, you know, my partner or whatever you have. Here's where the big rocks help you ground you, help you stay focused so that you're not chasing around trying to do all the things, right? We're able to just kind of stay on task so that you can really be successful. So we can call them big rocks. I call them my non-negotiables, right? These are the things that I know that I can do day in and day out to help me stay healthy without me having to think about it, because they've become boom, 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 what I do. Okay. Then there are pebbles. So, okay, let me just back up. I want you to create in your mind a visual of this. Like, imagine you have a vase, and in that vase, we have rocks, right? You know what those big, big rocks are, like, you know, not boulders, but like big rocks, right? So we'll put them in. So then we have what we call pebbles. So pebbles are smaller, small rocks, right? And so these pebbles, these are things you do, but they're not crucial to your success. They're nice to have, right? They're whipped cream, nuts, and a cherry. Sundays taste amazing, but when you have whipped cream, nuts, and a cherry, it brings it over the top. So the if you think about the rocks in your family, rocks in your life, they're like the ice cream of the sundae. Now pebbles, these are the whipped cream, nuts, and a cherry. Then we have the sand. And these are the everyday tasks of life, right? You know, being there on time for carpool, getting dressed, you know, grocery shopping, you know, those kind of things. That is the sand. So this is like your jar of life. And so if you think about, as we've filled up this jar, the big rocks take up most of the space. And then the pebbles come in, and then the sand fill in the gaps, right? So as we take this analogy into your life, everybody's pebbles, rocks, sands, they're going to be very different. They're going to be very different for everyone, and that's okay. And when it comes to weight loss, I typically see my clients focusing in on sand and pebble stuff, right? Things that are nice, things that, you know, you should be doing, but are they the big dial movers? Are they the things that are going to really, you know, as the kids say, crush it, right? Are they the things that are really going to make you look in the mirror and be like, hey, you know, I'm dropping inches, I'm dropping pounds. Is that going to be done with pebble and sand work? And honestly, no, right? So here's where, like, you know, we go back to the jar analogy. I really want to focus on putting in my big jars, because when I just put in pebbles and sand, my jar doesn't, it takes a lot to fill up my jar. But if I really want to fill up my jar, like, efficiently, and that's the best way to use, like, we want to lose weight efficiently. How many of you, raise your hand, maybe you're nodding along, you're done struggling like uncle, right? You are done, you know, trying to cut back to a certain weight, follow a certain diet, eat every few hours, you know, feel like you have to track your food, or, you know, the food police are going to come after you, right? So when we are trying to diet, the big rocks keep the main thing, okay? So here's where I always like to say to my clients, like, I've boiled it down and there's six big rocks. Now, these are just big topic areas, but if I focus my energies into this area, here's where I'm going to get the most bang for my buck, okay? So what does that look like, Kim? All right, so the first big rock, and again, these are in no particular order, and here's where you have to decide, like, ooh, how does this work for me? So the first big rock, I'm going to tell you them, and then I'm going to take a deeper dive. We have sleep, we have stress, we have nutrition, exercise, mindset, and self-care, Okay. Those again are like big topic areas. I totally know it. I totally get that. But if I think to myself, right, if I say to you, okay, I just name those off. I didn't go into any detail. Think to yourself, where are you, if you had to choose three, right, to really like move the needle, three of those things that you're like, you know what, I can really do well with these, that they feel good. What would the three be? Okay. Just so think about it, right? What would the three be? Because those are your three non-negotiables. And when you have non-negotiables, you're like, those are the things that on my calendar, they go on my calendar and I don't break them. It is a non-negotiable appointment, right? So, and what not, you know what non-negotiable means, right? It's like, there has to be some cataclysmic, like some, you know, asteroid is falling from the sky for me not to be able to do this. Because what happens is many of us just blow ourselves off. We say, oh yeah, we're going to go to the gym. And then, you know, life. And then we're just like, well, I'll get to it. No. Or you're like, oh, well, if I just have 5 meals a day, it'll be fine. No, let's just start blowing ourselves off. Okay. So let's go back to what, you know, if out of the six things I've given, what would be your top three? So let's just go back to sleep, right? Sleep is one of those things that if you don't have enough sleep, your body, I want you to think about your cell phone, right? Many of us have to plug our cell phone in every night before we go to bed, right? So it is at the time that I'm recording this, it's 6 o'clock at night and my phone is at 30%. Now, if I tried to take this phone into the next day at 30%, how long do you think I would get? Do you think I would make it to like, I don't know, 10 a.m.? I don't think so, right? There'd be a message that would pop up that said low battery mode. And our bodies don't have that low battery mode. What our low battery mode is for our body is when we start craving sugar, carbs, caffeine, because we didn't get enough sleep. And we need to make sleep a priority, because the first two things I'm going to tell you are going to be the cheapest and the easiest way for you to start to lose weight, right? Because if I'm not sleeping at least 7 hours a night, there's no way, or it's going to be very hard for my body to start to recognize to lose weight, because I'm in a stressed out state. When you don't sleep, there are systems in our body that don't get an opportunity to like fully run through their process. You know, I used to work at a hotel and we used to have this thing called the overnight. And at 2 a.m, a computer program would automatically run and it would charge all of the, all of the people who were staying at the hotel for the night. It would charge all the mini bars, the phones, you know, anything a guest did at a hotel, this overnight program would charge it. And it took about 2 hours to run. So it'd run at 2 o'clock in the morning, because let's be honest, who the hell is up at 2 o'clock in the morning? And so it ran at 2 o'clock in the morning. And so by the time I got in to work at 9 a.m, it would be done and everything would be charged, so that if a guest, you know, had an early flight and they were checking out for, you know, 5 a.m. to go to the airport or whatever they're doing early in the morning, everything would be charged. Now, if we didn't run that program and the person checked out, I would have to send a bill after they checked out. And we all know we've had that bill after we checked out. Like, you're just like, you couldn't get your ish together before I checked out. Right. So that's what sleep is. Right. So here's where I want you to start to think to yourself, you know, what are your nighttime behaviors? You know, are you just like on your couch till you're like, you can't keep your head up? You know, do you have any type of bedtime ritual? And I want you to go back to when you were a kid. I did a whole podcast on sleep. It's like one of my top 10 podcasts. So I'm going to put it in the show notes, so that if you're someone who's like, girl, I can't sleep, but I would love to peek, you know, go back, listen to that. You for sure will get some great tips there. The second thing here is stress, right? If you could manage your sleep and your stress, boom, 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 you would be absolutely fantastic. Tabulous here. So here's where we know we talk about stress. Yes, we live in a very stressful time right now. There's a lot of unknowns. I mean, knock on wood, it's getting a little better, but there are a lot of unknowns. So here's where I ask you for your stress to just kind of like figure out what is it? What's causing you stress or anxiety? Let's put a name on it. And so that way we can start to identify what it is. And one of the best ways when I was a stress ball, the things that I learned how to kind of get out of my own head is this woman by the name of Byron Katie. And she has a thing called The Work. And again, I will put it in, I'm writing myself a note now to put it in the show notes. Byron Katie. And so she has a thing called The Work. And you basically ask yourself these four questions, right? So when I was stressed out and I was feeling stressed and I didn't ask myself these questions, it was really easy to start to catastrophize, right? To start to just like make everything like feel like it was like an explosion happening. So the first question is it true? Right? Whatever you're thinking in your mind, you know, like, oh, like I have no support. I'm not, you know, no one's here to help me. I have to do it all by myself. You ask yourself, is it true? And it's a yes or no question, right? You know, yes or no. Like if we're on trial here, yes or no. And so if you say yes, then you go, then you're like, it's like a double check. Can you absolutely know that it's true? Again, yes or no. And so then it's like, how do you react? What happens when you believe that thought? So our stress, for most part, it comes down to our thoughts or how we perceive a particular event or person in our life. And then you ask the question, who would you be without the thought? And those four questions just really helps me to just kind of like be a better analyzer of what is truly going on in my life. And when I better analyze what was going on in my life, I found that I was less stressed because I always felt like I was like, you know, the person and like, you know, everything was just being like piled on my head. And this work really helped me to kind of like slow down and just process versus just always going. The other thing that I've been working on a lot lately is breathing. I have a podcast all on Wim Hof breathwork. If you've never heard of it, boom. Oh, sweet Georgia Brown. Like it was so good. So good. Right. So those are the top two that I would say, if you can get these two in your rocks, boom, boom, boom. So absolutely freaking good. Now, the next thing is nutrition, right? This right here for many people, you know, I always ask the question, what's easier, nutrition or exercise? Everyone's like, exercise. Ah, I can exercise till the cows come home. But nutrition, woo. And like you hide your face in shame. So when it comes to nutrition, I am all about, you know, I'm not saying like, oh, you know, here's your do not eat list, right? I want you to think about nutrition in like, can you eat better, right? Can you be better about the choices that you make? And instead of thinking, these are all the things I need to pull out of my diet, can you start to think about what can I add to my diet, right? Because when I first start working with a client, one of the big things, two places that I see that are glaring for many people are fruits and vegetables and protein, right? Those are the two things that I always see that are glaring, right? And so I always challenge people to say, can we start by adding in these fruits and these vegetables? Because I'm sorry, fruits and vegetables and protein, because when I start bumping up those two things, it doesn't make a lot of room for the junk. When I start adding more protein, it's more satiating. When I start adding more fruits and vegetables, I'm adding more fiber. I'm adding more voluminous food. And when I add more volume, it takes more space in my stomach. The more space I take in my stomach, what would you guess happens? I ain't that hungry no more. And when I'm not that hungry no more, boom, 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 right? And if I focus on my stress, my emotional eating comes down. What? Yes. Look at that. Dovetailing the things together. All right. So that's where it is around nutrition.
And so I start talking about, here's where we start talking about exercise, right? So it's a process. And so I'm not saying to people, like, I need you to be out of boot camp that's like, you know, 2 hours long and like you can't, you know, sit on the toilet the next day or wash your hair. And if you're not sore, you're not working hard. No, that's just not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, can we move our bodies? Can we move our bodies 30 minutes a day? You know, there is a NEAT, that's what it's called, non-exercise thermogenesis. And so what researchers are now showing us is that we burn far more calories at rest, I'm using air quotes, at rest than we do at when we have an actual scheduled workout. And if you think about it, over the course of humanity, we have been movers, right? From caveman times, we went out and we walked around and we hunted and sometimes we ran from things that were chasing us, right? Our bodies were built to move. And it's over the last, you know, few centuries that we've added, you know, cars, escalators, elevators, that we don't move as much as we used to. And so what we're seeing is that we are now kind of more sedentary, right? And this last year, heck, you know, a lot of us just didn't leave our houses out of fear or just like, it just wasn't our norm. And I know for me, I've fallen into that habit. Like, I didn't realize that I used to walk 20,000 steps a day. And then I was told to stay home and I went down to 5,000 steps a day. So I totally get that. So it's like, how can we start to add just even more basic movement into our life as well, if, you know, depending on where you are, or as well as a structured exercise routine. And that structured exercise routine, like I said, it's not this like 2 hour jaunt to the gym. It doesn't have to be that anymore, right? I don't know about you, but I'm done with that noise. If my workout lasts an hour or more, I'm like, why am I still working out? You know, I'm done. Been there, done that, and got the multiple t-shirts. I'm free. All right. So the next piece here is mindset. Now, you know, mindset is this, again, this big nebulous thing, but here's why I ask you to say, can I see myself crossing the finish line? Right. And instead of thinking about how am I going to do this? How am I going to lose the weight? Think about who is doing it. Who has the lifestyle that I want to embody? And how can I go about embodying that lifestyle, right? You know, I have to see myself being successful, or I'm never going to cross the finish line, right? So I hear it all the time. People are like, oh, I don't have motivation. Well, that mindset's going to keep you stuck because, you know me, I've said it before, mindset ain't going to ring your bell and be like, hey girl, you ready? Let's go. No, that's not mindset. You know, what I always say to people, your mindset is your why, your motivation is your why. And your why has to be so compelling that it's like, no matter like what's happening, you can ask yourself the question, is this getting me to where I want to go? And so you have to say to yourself, you know, even when you're having like a bad day, like I have bad days, but I have to say to myself, I have to give myself pep talks and I have to say, I can have what I want. Right. And so like right now, my why always shifts as I'm moving through life. And so like right now I have two, you know, after almost over a year of lockdown, I have two vacations that I'm planning and I'm like, you know what? I want to look my best. And I have 6 months and I'm like, you know what? Come hell or high water, I'm going to crush it. That's my why. And so even this morning when I was working out and I was like, do I really want to do the last set? I asked myself the question. I'm like, girl, if you cut out on this last set, is that going to get you to where you want to be in 6 months from now? And I'm like, you know what? You're right. And sometimes you have to have those like come to Jesus questions. Music can also get you into the zone, right? It's about the small victories, right? Small victories are still victories. And so when you tell yourself, I can have what I want, you're putting yourself in the like, yeah, it's possible for me. Because if you keep telling yourself why you can't have what you want, you're not going to have it. You always have a choice. No matter how boxed in or trapped you feel, there's always a way out. And if you're waiting for someone to give you permission to do it or help you begin, I got to tell you, like, you have to give yourself permission. You have to give yourself permission first to go for it. I can give you permission that it can be easy. I can give you permission that it can be effortless, but you have to grab the brass ring. You know, I think of myself as a coach is that I throw the life preserver into the water, but you got to grab it, right? You have to grab it. You have to want to swim back to shore. And I have no problem being the lifeguard showing you how to swim back to shore. Because you know what? There's no such thing as willpower, right? It is a battery. Just like I talked about the phone earlier, right? When your willpower hits 30%, you're just like, sweet Georgia Brown, I can't. And you just want to lay down and just like let the waves take you, all right? So I think I've beat that dead horse enough. So I want you to really start to think about, all right, can I change my mindset? And the last big rock here is self-care. Now, self-care, you know, so many people are like, oh, it's massages and pedicures, blah, blah, blah. No. Self-care can be done literally every day. Self-care is, and it doesn't have to be this like long, arduous thing. You know, self-care for me is my morning routine. Now, my morning routine, is it this long, hours-long thing? No. It's, you know, for me, my self-care is my workout, right? Even if I'm going for a walk, that is my self-care. My self-care is just my breath work. That is my self-care. Watching inspirational YouTube videos is my self-care. Coloring is my self-care. Binge watching The Good Fight on TV, like on a, you know, rainy Sunday afternoon, that is my self-care. So all of that helps me to feel good. And when I feel good, I want to do things. And when I want to do things, boom, 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 I make progress, right? So I also take out of those six things, I want you to say, what feels easy for me right now? And then I'm going to schedule them onto my calendar and I'm going to treat them like a appointment that I can't break, right? So I don't think I've shared this. So how my non-negotiables came about was that I went on a trip to New Zealand and Australia a few years ago, and I didn't want to be a cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And over the 30 days, we were traveling a lot, and I didn't know, you know, one, the time zone always messes with me. Two, I just didn't want to be that American, right? The crazy American who, you know, always is like figuring out her food, you know, trying to pack extra stuff for food. I just didn't want to do that, or like figuring out, you know, getting up early to go to the gym, or like try to figure out a gym or Uber into the gym. Like, I just didn't want to be that person. So I said, what were the three things that would make me feel like I'm still honoring my health? And my first one was my sleep. The second one, I said, if I could get in at least 10,000 steps every single day, I would feel amazing. Then I also said, if I could have a big ass salad every single day, that would make me feel great. And this is how it started, right? So if you think about everything I said, one, there was a component of sleep. There was a component of nutrition, and there was a component of exercise, right? So out of those six things, I picked three big rocks. So I want you to think about what could be those three big rocks, right? So what feels easy? Those three things felt easy. Those three things felt like I didn't have to do gymnastics to make it happen every single day. All right. And then from there, you can pick, all right, what are your pebbles? And so then we can kind of, if not, you can also just stick with the rocks. And so as we get stronger, as our routines become more ingrained and become what we are, then we can start to say, all right, what can we add to this? But it has to wait until like it becomes like so ingrained that this is what you do. Like if you miss a couple of days, you're like, I'm back at it. Like, you're not like, oh, I gotta wait till Monday, right? You're just like, you're so locked in on what this is. Okay. So I would love for you to do me a favor, screenshot this and say, hey, these are my three big rocks that I'm going to be working on. And if you are specific, I will absolutely love it even more. And so that way you can make a schedule that your day revolves around your big rock, so that, you know, no longer say, oh, the day got away from me and I didn't do anything for myself. All right. So I think it's Brian Tracy. Brian Tracy says, eat that frog. All right, ladies, that is all that I have for you today. If this sounds like something you want to do, like I said, screenshot it and let me know what's going on. And share this with a friend who needs to hear this, right? Let's stop complicating this diet game. It doesn't have to be complicated. We can make it simple. We can make it work for our life. So if you're ready to do it, give me a shout. Talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic Podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.